Classic Hits Sports Presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school wrestling. Today, it's live coverage of the state tournament in Omaha. High school wrestling on KKPR is brought to you by Craig Weegis of Pioneer Seeds.
Dibbern's in deep on a shot, and he's going to get the takedown to tie the score 4-4.
4-4, still in the first period, 15 seconds to go with Logan Dibbern on top, and now he's turning him, and he's getting some back points.
That's a big deal. He's going to get three near fall. He turned him with a wrist half Nelson. That's a big deal. You got to be a tough, tough kid to turn a guy as tough 4v4 with a wrist half.
All the exciting action is moments away as Central Nebraska's best wrestling coverage continues next. But first, in the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll join KKPR Sports Director Doug Duda live from the CenturyLink Center in Omaha right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from the CenturyLink Center in Omaha. Doug Duda, along with Larry Baker, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, with the wrestling recap brought to you by your Midway Auto Dealerships of Kearney, South 2nd Avenue, and Trampy Ag of Amherst, proud to be state wrestling wrap-up sponsors as the 2013 championships are just wrapping up and the team trophies are being presented right now to the runners-up. And let's start with that and give you the team results here today, and what a wild weekend. In all the years that I've covered wrestling, I don't remember this many team races being so wild all weekend long. But in the end, the teams that were predicted to win did win. Grand Island, their fifth consecutive in Class A with 180. Omaha Burke second with 170. Kearney finishes third with 124. Hastings was 15th with 48. In Class B, Omaha Scud wins it with 146.5. Scottsbluff, the runner-up, with 119. Cozad was 8th. Lexington, 12th. Adams Central, 20th. In Class C, Central City, they went 4-for-4 in the finals. O'Neill went 0-3. And Central City, with 135, wins it. O'Neill, with 115.5, finishes in 2nd. And Kearney Catholic finishes in 3rd. The best finish in school history. We'll be talking to many of the area coaches from Kearney, from Grand Island, from Kearney Catholic, from Amherst, and from Hastings. So stay with us for that. The Kearney Catholic, 88.5. Ord and David City tied for 6th. Wood River and Southern Valley tied for 11th. Grand Island Central Catholic was 18th. And Shelton Kennesaw was 19th. And one they'll be talking about around Amherst and Pender and Class D for years. Probably the most incredible comeback in state tournament history. Amherst down 30.5 points entering the day. Win the Class D state title for the fourth year in a row with 185.5 points. Pender, 172. Arapahoe and Franklin tied for 10th place in the state tournament. And let's start there. Larry Baker, who's been with me all weekend long. Larry, there were some incredible stories today, but none more incredible probably, at least from our area, than the impressive performance by Amherst today. Who went 13-1 in the early session and 2-0 in the state finals. They went 15-1 on Saturday in the state tournament.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the one thing I'd say is to correct you a little, there's no probably. I was just thinking about it a little bit ago, and I've been to over 25 of these. You know, so I'm not an old-timer, but I've seen a lot of them, and I do know the history of Nebraska wrestling very, very well. Doug, there's never been anything like this. Ever. And to be quite honest with you, I don't think you'll ever see something like this again. 30.5 point deficit, they turned that into a 13.5 point win. They had a 44 point swing on Saturday, okay? And when you say they went 15-1, there's a lot of tournaments you can go 15-1 in. There's times in a state tournament you can go 15-1. Not on Saturday when you're wrestling all state medalists. And they did that in third and fourths. Amherst gets 2 champs, 6 thirds, and 1 fourth. Doug, they place 9 guys and only have their lowest medal is a 4th place medal. Absolutely incredible. Amherst today now is tied for 4th all time for most state titles, tied with Mullen with 8.
and the first Class D team to ever win four consecutive championships, and Grand Island, the first Class A team in like 50 years to win five in a row. So more history was made, and Amherst only graduates two of these wrestlers.
Yeah, the only state tournament points they lose off this team is Stuart Hercock's points off this team. You know, it was just really interesting. I went down this morning. I spent about an hour with Tyler and Dave, and we were talking, and Dave was giving me the scenario and of how they were going to win this thing down 30 and a half. And I kind of listened to him and didn't necessarily agree. I mean, how can you predict, like, we're going to do what's never been done, right?
When you're pretty sure, by the way, that Pender has a great chance of going 5-0 in the finals and will get more points, lot of points.
When I got up to leave, Dave grabbed my arm, and he looked at me, the most serious look I've ever seen in my life, and he said, Larry, I'm serious. We will win this today. And he absolutely wasn't kidding. Well, I come up here, and I scramble through it, and I go through it, and I'm like, okay, conceivable. Well, all of a sudden, when the steamroll starts, it became probable after the consolation finals. So the one thing is, we're talking a lot about Amherst. I mean, but it's just it's something that hasn't been done, something won't be done. They will talk about this state tournament 30 years from now when Amherst did what they did. That will never die. But I also just want to say that not necessarily in the area, great weekend for O'Neill. They brought down a super young team, only two seniors on the team. They get a runner-up finish, but the most exciting thing is Central Nebraska Wrestling, baby, is alive and well. Grand Island, Central City, and Amherst bringing it home again. Five now for Grand Island, four in a row for Amherst, and you've got Central City that's just won their third in a very recent history. Absolutely, I mean, it couldn't be better. And just on an individual note with regard to Amherst, it was really nice to see Wiegitz, who's worked so hard. He was in the finals as a freshman, got beat. Last year was beaten in the last 5 seconds of his semifinal match. Gets beaten by Worth from Eustace Farnham.
Three times.
Well, last year in the state tournament, he was beaten by him then to drop down to get fifth place. Three times he loses to him this year and battles and wins that match in the finals handily. And then Stuart Hercock, absolute devastation, gets beat last year in a last-second takedown where the refs actually had to convene to see was it not. His heart was broken, and he told me sometime after Christmas, I was talking to Stuart, and he said, I can't get that thought and that memory out of my head. It fueled him all year. He becomes a state champion today. Thomas Conley becomes a state champion. Keating wins his second. I mean, just great stuff all the way around with regard to the people we follow.
Clayton Lang wins another one. Central City goes 4-0. Hunter Bamford in the Parade of Champions for Kearney for the fourth time in his career gets his third state championship. Just a great run for a lot of stories here. The Trujillo-Marshall match, Grand Island-Kearney, was an outstanding one at 132 pounds. And those were just some of the stories here today at the State High School Wrestling Tournament.
And one thing I will say is Doug, the NSAA, which it many times is very staunch and kind of stuffy, they changed the entire format for the finals today. What was probably the best finals venue or event that the NSAA has, they ratcheted it up now to where it would rival anything in the country. You have to come see the finals. Even if you're just a casual, if you're a basketball fan, get to the state finals next year. What they did here with how they changed the entire format for the finals, unbelievable.
Yeah, announcing they spotlight them now. They turn the lights down. They have the kids run out of the tunnel. Then, as they start to wrestle, they announce the accomplishments of the young men. They had a little different parade of champions today. It wasn't just the gentlemen, the music is yours, and play Queen and come out. They kind of did a little new age mix, but it still had Queen in it. And then medal presentations. You would wrestle if you at 106, you would get your medal after the 113s were done, and then they would move along like that, and they didn't have a break in the middle of the day. And it didn't really last any longer, maybe 10 minutes longer today. And I'm sure that will be fine-tuned as well. By the time we sign off the air, you probably won't even know that there was a wrestling tournament here on the floor because it'll all be cleaned up. Let's hear from Amherst head coach Tyler Herman. We're going to hear from Brian Locks of Hastings, Ty Swarm Kearney, Mike Shadwinkle from Grand Island, and Matt Rogers of Kearney Catholic here in the next 30 minutes with our wrestling recap brought to you by the Midway Auto Dealerships of Kearney and Trampy Ag of Amherst. Tyler Herman after an up-and-down weekend.
Coach Tyler Herman of Amherst, fourth consecutive state championship, and boy, you guys have done it in different fashion, seems like every single year. Tyler, I got to ask you, at any point, competitively or coaching, have you ever been through a roller coaster ride like this weekend?
Never in my life as a competitor or coach. Thursday we had a great round Thursday, putting eight kids in the semis, and then the complete opposite last night. 2-6 in the semis, lost a lot of heartbreakers, some matches where we'd beaten the kids before, down by 30 after last night. We didn't know what to expect. Talked to the kids in the hotel room about, showing character and coming back and finishing as high as they can on the podium. And as long as we're winning matches, scoring bonus points, the team side will take care of itself. Today was just an absolutely tremendous day. Couldn't have been much more perfect. 15-1 on the day. The only match we lost was a heartbreaker last-second takedown at 132. Not only winning matches today, but the fashion that we won. Lots and lots of pins, lots of bonus points. I knew going into that last round, we needed to be up by at least 20 to feel comfortable. And we were up by 24, so I knew as long as our guys in the finals did their job, we'd be all right.
Kind of the same question about both days. First, when did you feel it going south on Friday night?
Friday night, I felt it going south after 132. When Logan Dibbern lost that match, I could feel it start to slip a little bit. His brother Devin Dibbern was on deck, and, to see his brother lose a heartbreaker in the semis, that affects him. Believe it or not, it does affect the kids. It's good when you're winning matches, it affects them when that momentum builds, but it could also go the other way like it did last night where it kind of snowballs. You see your buddies, your best friends losing heartbreakers, and that does take an effect on you. I was hoping for at least five in the finals. When we had two, I knew we might possibly be in a lot of trouble, especially being down by 30, but the effort that we gave today was just outstanding.
And then on the other end, when did you feel it take off today?
After that first round, we said this morning our goal was to get all seven guys in for third. So we get all seven guys in for third, just winning is 35 points. We had a couple bonus points there, ended up scoring 41 that first round. Still only up by five going into that last round of WrestleBacks. And like I said, we needed to extend that lead to at least 20. Dawson Trampy gets a pin, Colton Berg gets a pin, Brant Farrell gets a pin. Just kept adding up and adding up, and I knew those bonus points were huge. And as soon as Chris Rasmussen got that victory at 182, I felt pretty good about where we were sitting.
It's almost like this story overshadows two state champions for you, and the momentum continues here as Weeches gets to hit the pinnacle against his arch nemesis, who he just hadn't been able to beat.
Yep. Worth it beating us three times this year. Every time it was a match, we felt like we should have won. And this time, we put together a great performance when it mattered most. Complete domination from the start. Great on his feet, great on top. Major decision. I couldn't be happier for Brian. A kid that's worked his tail off. Runner-up as a freshman. Heartbreaker last year was leading 3-1 in the semis until about 15 seconds left and got headlocked. So for him to come out here and win a state championship, individual state title, and a team state title, couldn't be happier for Brian.
And Hercock is the rock of this team, it would seem like, and he was almost too amped up this whole state tournament, but he goes out and takes care of the Arapaho kid who had something to prove but just didn't have enough.
Yep. This year I never really got nervous for any of Stewart's matches. He's always in control. I feel pretty comfortable when he's out there, and his goal every match is to dominate, not just to win but to dominate. Earlier today, right after the final start, I had to have him go sit down in the stands for a little bit because he was just bouncing around, walking around. But there's no doubt in my mind that he was going to win that match. After the heartbreak last year, getting taken down in the last second of the finals, he wasn't going to be denied this year. And I couldn't be happier for Stewart. The performance he put on, not only this weekend, but all season long, just dominated. And it makes me extremely happy to see him stand on top of the podium.
And for the first time, this isn't the end of the season, but we'll talk about duels next week. And for now, enjoy probably the most incredible comeback in state tournament history to get you another state championship. Great job.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it.
That is the head coach at Amherst, and Tyler Herman. And one other thing, as Larry Baker is going to hit the road here in just a moment, we appreciate he and Bill Lentz's work with us all weekend long. Larry, you don't get this every time, but there was a great crowd from Amherst here, and you could kind of feel them feeding off each other. The kids knew that the crowd was there. The crowd was into it for Amherst. And they pointed at that crowd every time. Yeah, you'll see that, but it just fed off of each other.
Yeah, no question. And actually,
we started to see that it started real early, and the guys kind of got into it, connecting with the crowd, and that thing got louder and louder, and that snowball really built. You know, we were just talking a little bit ago, and H brought up a really good point. I hadn't necessarily thought of this, but he said, you know, Pender did what they did today, or excuse me, Amherst did, without Pender faltering. Pender did. Conroy got in for third and fourth, and they went 5 for 5 in the finals. They scored all the points that they thought they were going to score. He's absolutely 100% right. That's a real testament to Amherst. Pender didn't fall down. It's not like they had a 30-point lead and gave it up. And I was thinking about this as I was sitting here. Do you realize 2 years in a row, Pender, take Amherst out of the equation, Pender breaks the Class D scoring record 2 years in a row. They, in the last 2 years, have had 10 state champions, and they have 2 runner-up trophies to show for it.
It is very tough. Amherst knows the feeling a little bit when they were trying to chase down Howells, who is Pender, with a little more depth, except, you know, I guess, as you say, the points just weren't as much. It's a great dynasty they've got going there, and it looks like something that they will continue. Quick thought, how, in 1 week's time, can these teams, like Grand Island and Amherst, who are the number one seed in the state duels, which is brand new and in Kearney, and probably will have just as good as atmosphere because you won't have as many people in such a big event, but the atmosphere will be there. Can these teams find a way to have this energy next week?
Well, a couple of things I'll say. First of all, if you're listening, even if you're not a wrestling fan, go to that thing because the dual format, Doug, is awesome. A lot of people hate a wrestling tournament because you cheer for your buddy or your whoever you're there for, and then you sit for 2 hours. And then you cheer. It's just like a basketball game. We're going to go back and forth. These two teams are going to sit down, and they're going to wrestle 14 times. So it is an unbelievable atmosphere. Grand Island, Chad Winkle won't allow it. I mean, he'll make sure they're ready to go within that program. Amherst, a little bit different. Understand this. Going to have a rematch with Pender.
Yeah.
Okay, at 38. 32 wants to wrestle him, thought he should have in the finals. 45, his dreams got shattered last night. You start going through these, all those tears that got shed at that hotel last night for those kids. Now, going home tonight, Amherst, Dave said it best, if we can take that big trophy home, it will help soften this blow. Like they said, there were more tears in that hotel room last night than any of those guys had ever seen. Amherst will be ready to go. They have a point to prove.
All right, anything else before we sign you off for the night?
No, great state tournament. It's been a great wrestling year. I'm excited we get to do it one more time next week, but it's been a great, great state tournament.
We will come back, give you the medalist, and talk with Coach Ty Swarm of Kearney, Mike Shadwinkle of Grand Island, Brian Laux of Hastings, and with Matt Rogers of Kearney Catholic. You are listening to the Classic Hits Wrestling Recap, brought to you by Craig Leaches, your local Pioneer sales representative. Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment Soybeans, directly from your local Pioneer sales representative and father of a state champion. We'll throw that in as well back after this.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says good luck, wrestlers.
Brian Trampy, your Channel C dealer, would like to say congratulations to all the area wrestlers and coaches on your hard work making it to state. From Ryan Trampy, your Channel C dealer, seedsmanship at work.
It's truck month at your Midway Auto Dealership. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram with nearly 50 2013 Silverados in stock plus 45 Ram 2012 and 2013. Stop by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac South 2nd Avenue today.
Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop would all like to wish the Pleasanton Bulldogs best of luck this season. Visit the River Stop before and after the game to get your snacks, drinks, and even pizzas. Go Bulldogs from Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop, all of Pleasanton.
Back on the Classic Hits Wrestling Recap here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and FlatRiverPreps.com, brought to you by Trampy Ag of Amherst and the Midway Auto Dealers in South 2nd Avenue and Kearney. We started with Class D. Sometimes you work from A to D. Let's work from D to A this time. Here are your medalists from the day. In the finals today in Class D, it was Brian Leaches of Amherst over Chris Worth of Eustace Farnham. For the first time at 4 meetings this year, he wins it 13-5, and Worth finishes the year at 35-2. Mac James of Franklin finishes second at 120 pounds, 1-0 to Mark Dunn of Pender. At 160, it was Patrick Gardner of Arapahoe falling to Austin Ruskamp of Freeman, 13-1. And at 170, Stuart Hercock of Amherst, a 12-0 winner over Tyler Kipp of Arapahoe. The other D winners today, Austin Thielander of Perkins County at 106, Benny Oliver of Pender at 126, Garrett Bowder of Pender at 132, Jacob Seabady of Pender at 138, Nick Arlt of Oakland Craig at 145, Cordell Glaus of Palmer, 51-1. He wins it at 152 pounds. Ben Burmeister of Pender, a winner at 182. Reed Krieger of Weeping Water in overtime at 195. Rulon Taylor of Medicine Valley at 220. And Nate Bujana beat Vinny Ross in the heavyweight 9-4. Well, earlier today in Class C, it was a record-setting performance as well for Kearney Catholic, the best school finish ever, finishing third with just four wrestlers here at state, 88.5 points. They have champions in Adam Keating for the second year in a row and Thomas Conley. Alex Cantrell finished in second, and David Rodriguez finished in fourth, and I caught up with Stars coach Matt Rogers.
The season comes to an end for Kearney Catholic here at the state tournament, and Coach, 16-0 was pretty darn close. You get a couple of state champions. You've got a second and a fourth, and I guess just overall your thoughts now that it's done.
Yeah, I'm just really proud of the guys, the way they wrestled this weekend. They just wrestled their butts off, and we're rewarded for it, you know. A couple state champs and runner-up and a fourth, and just can't really ask for much more out of those guys. I think we're going to finish out third place as a team. So it's just kind of a, as far as I know, the best season we've ever seen at Kearney Catholic. So really proud of those guys.
Let's start with Alex Cantrell. It just didn't look like he came right off the whistle like he did yesterday, and his opponent did.
Yeah, he came off the whistle really well. They went out of bounds, and then, man, I tell you what, Hanson from Tagama Herman, he's a tough kid. And he just got caught in a bad situation, got winged up. And Hanson's, that's nothing to be ashamed of, losing to him. He's one of the best in the state for a reason. So, really, though, Alex had a great tournament.
Keating, this is a little different mental set than last year. He was coming off the big semifinal upset and then wins the championship, expected to win it this year. Take me through his match.
Yeah, we really thought that that was going to be a down-to-the-wire match. Walters looked good all week. And, man, Adam just came out and dominated from the get-go. Head snap, go behind, put him on his back. Put him on his back again, and it was over. I mean, he just looked dominant, absolutely dominant.
Thomas Conley was meant for this spot, and he gets to it as a junior. He got a fortuitous break the first year. He was disappointed last year, fifth most years, but, hey, he wins it today.
That's right. You know what? And he just out-wrestled everybody that he wrestled. I mean, broke everybody down. Nobody could finish anything on him, and he's a tough kid, and definitely got what he deserved this year, state title. All four of them just worked so hard this year, and actually everybody on the team worked really hard. But these four in particular just grew by leaps and bounds, and I'm just excited about what happened, excited for next year too.
Kearney Catholic coach Matt Rogers, one more question. I thought both the wrestlers, Conley and his opponent from O'Neill, looked pretty winded there in the third period, and I caught Thomas looking at the clock, and there was still a minute 15 to go. What are you thinking as a coach at that point?
I was thinking stay out of the ties and just get one more takedown, but, you know, at state, you never know what's going to happen, so I was a bit nervous. But I also knew that Thomas wasn't going to go down without a fight, so... fortunately, the other kid didn't have much left in the tank either. They both worked really hard in that match, both spent. So,
historic weekend for Kearney Catholic, as you touched on. First time three in the finals, highest team finish ever. It'll take a little time for this to settle in.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I'm glad that we got a couple state champs out of it. I don't know how it would have felt if we would have been 0-3 in the finals. It still would have been one of our best years ever. And so, but... yeah, it's going to take a while to sink in. Like I said, I'm already thinking about next year. So,
well, Matt, congratulations on a great week, and as always, thanks for the time.
Thank you. Thanks for covering us, Doug.
That is Kearney Catholic wrestling coach Matt Rogers. They finished third in Class C. Let's take a look at the results today in the finals. We'll also give you the other medalists in C and D for the day in Class C. Alex Cantrell of Kearney Catholic lost by a pin at 132. Mitch McGinnis of Central Catholic loses by a score of 5-4 to Doyle Trout of Centennial. Kobe Leonard, Central City, a winner in 417 over Heartline of Fort Calhoun. Keating of Kearney Catholic, a winner in 149 over Walters of O'Neill. Kyle Sutton of Central City, a 9-3 winner over Phillips of David City. Isaac Berquist of Southern Valley lost 11-0 to Marcus Nelson of Valentine. Jake Anderson, Central City, completes an undefeated season with a 19-7 win over Wickman of Worcester-Pilger. Jake Brown of Central City, a 13-2 win over Thomas of Wakefield. Thomas Conley of Kearney Catholic finishes 39-2 with a 7-3 win over David Fox of O'Neill. Also, Michael Duffy of Shelton Kennesaw finishes second. He lost 12-2 to Austin Swoboda of Aquinas, who finished undefeated. And Clayton Lang of Ward wins his second consecutive state title, a 254 pin over Eckler of Fillmore Central. The other winners in Class C were Dakota Batenhorst of Madison at 120 pounds, Josh Coyle of West Holt at 182, and Trent Ostis of Valentine at 220. Had wrestlers in almost every final from the area in Class C. Let's take a look at some of those medalists from 3rd through 6th earlier today in Classes C and D at 106 pounds. It was David Jimenez of Kennesaw Shelton finishing 4th in Class C, and in D, it was Dawson Trampy of Amherst over Wyatt Lane of Arcadia Loop City, so Trampy 3rd and Lane finished 4th. At 113 pounds, William Bloom of Elm Creek finished 3rd in Class D, and it was Damon Rodriguez of Kearney Catholic. He lost his last match at 202 to finish 4th in Class C. Michael McCann of Central City finished 5th at 113 in Class C. At 120 pounds, Christian Lewis of Southern Valley finished in 3rd in Class C. Colton Berg finished 3rd for Amherst in Class D. Caleb Bookature of Central Catholic took the 5th place medal at 120 Class C. 126 pounds. It was Alex Hester of Wood River finishing in 3rd, and Brant Florell of Amherst finishing in 3rd, C and D. Class, weight class 132 pounds, Jordan Westcoast of Wood River, 3rd in Class C. Logan Dibbern of Amherst was 4th in Class D. At 138 pounds, Devin Dibbern of Amherst, 3rd in D. And in Hayden Geis of Elm Creek, 6th in D. Eli Van Meter of Gibbon was 6th in Class C. At 145 pounds, Mason Klingelhofer of Amherst beat Dylan Schnorr of Franklin 1-0, so Klingelhofer 3rd and Schnorr 4th. At 152 pounds, Dusty Staub of Ward was 3rd in Class C, and Calvin Frerichs of SEM was 6th in Class D. 160 pounds, Garrett Dockweiler of South Loop was 5th in Class D. At 182 pounds, Chris Rasmussen of Amherst was 3rd in D. At 195, Chris Sloboda of St. Paul was 5th in C. At 220, Devin Cronk of Ord was 4th in Class C, and at 285 pounds, it was Grant Clausen of SEM 4th, and Zach Zaleski of Overton 5th in D. Aaron Bisbee of Gibbon was 6th in C. So that's a complete recap of Classes D and C. We'll look at A and B when we come back on the Classic Kids Wrap-Up Show, brought to you by your Midway Auto Dealers and Trampy Ag of Amherst.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. At Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and McCabe. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare plans. Best of luck, wrestlers.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Citizens Bank in Loop City is a proud supporter of the area wrestlers. Citizens Bank appreciates your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes competing today. From all of us at Citizens Bank in Loop City, member FDIC. Hand Machining in Pleasanton is proud to sponsor the area wrestlers. Trust Hand Machining for whatever machining you need. Large jobs or small, Hand is your general machine shop in Pleasanton.
Back on the Classic Hits Wrap-Up, brought to you by Craig Weegis, your local Pioneer sales representative. Get your soybeans off to a strong start with added early season disease and insect protection from Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment. Contact Pioneer sales professional Craig Weegis today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. He talked about C and D in Class B today. Cozad had a rough one in the finals. They had four kids get there, but they all four were defeated. Brian Messersmith lost 10-7. Clay Trejo lost to Colton Adams of Scotts Bluff 9-3. Logan Hunke lost 5-4 to Dowler, the undefeated wrestler of Alliance. And Alex Borka lost 3-1 to Angler of Beatrice. Jacob Pfeiffer of Holdridge went to overtime but was defeated by Hayek of Seward 3-1. And Edwin Cordova of Lexington lost by a pin in a minute and 36 seconds. So other wrestlers today in Class B from the listing area, Brandon Kyle took fourth of Hastings at 113 pounds. At 120 pounds, Alam Alvarez of Lexington was fifth, and Carson Sock of Northwest finished in sixth at 126 pounds. Danny Ibarra of Lexington finished in fifth place at 132. His teammate Dakota Hernandez also finished in fifth place. At 138, Tyler Joseph of Adams Central brings home a fifth place medal. Derek Lineski of Adams Central was fifth in Class B at 152 pounds. And Austin Wanch of Aurora finished in third at 220 pounds today in Class B. In Class A, it started off with history for the Hastings Tigers today. They get their first individual state champion since Jared Widener back in 1997. Nolan Laux, who's just a sophomore, completed a 43-0 season with a 9-2 victory over Rollins of Omaha Burke. And they had a great day today and brought down eight, finished in the top 20 at number 15, and caught up with Nolan Laux's father and head coach, Brian Laux of Hastings.
Well, we knew going in that the Rollins kid's really athletic, and we had some difficulty with them last week in the semifinals at districts, and we ended up watching a little tape and felt that there's some things that we could improve on, and he did. Nolan wrestled a magnificent match, did real well on his feet, and just pretty much controlled the match, from the get-go. So just very, very proud. And, I haven't said much all year about him because I never wanted to jinx him, but, he deserves it. He worked so hard, since the state tournament last year with him getting defeated in the state semifinals by Rodriguez, and he really – we spent a lot of time in the off season, and it just, cutting the weight, and there's a lot of things that the people on the outside don't see. They just see the end result, and so I'm just extremely proud.
Coach and Dan, those are always two different hats, but just kind of take me through the last 24 hours from the semifinal win.
Well, leading up to that, he had been wrestling real well, and we knew that once we knew we were going to have Rollins that, he was going to have his hands full. I think I got up at 3 o'clock this morning, and, so I'm pretty exhausted, but, it's something that we're just going to cherish for a long time.
One more question. Overall, the state tournament, Kyle had an outstanding, tournament for you. Just, your thoughts on the team overall.
Yeah. Brandon wrestled great. Came in as a four seed and beat Navarette twice, got fourth. And, I thought overall our team, we have seven coming back. And of those seven, I think four of them, five of them won matches. So they need, and we as a team, with those seven returning, they need to change their thinking. That it's not you come down here and wrestle and see what happens. It needs to change to we're going to come down here and we're going to medal. So, we thought we would have a shot at possibly in the top 10. It just didn't work out this year, but, we're going to set our goals high, and we start on Monday, with club wrestling. So,
Brian, congratulations. Thanks for the time.
All right. Thank you.
That's Brian Laux, the head wrestling coach at Hastings. In Class A, we will take a break and be back to hear from Kearney's Tie Swarm, and we'll also talk with state champion coach Mike Shadwick of Grand Island right after this on the Classic Hits Wrestling Rally Recap, brought to you by Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney, and Trampy Ag of Amherst.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kossler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the wrestlers in state from Hellman, Main, Kossler, and Cottle.
Shop your hometown-affiliated food store, the Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, where they offer great service and competitive prices on all your groceries, including dairy products, the freshest produce, and meats. It's all here at Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, proud to support our area wrestlers.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings, auto glass replacement, Unicure spray baking booth that simulates a factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden.
Tubbs Pub in Sumner offers daily lunch and dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. For great home cooking without the dishes, get to Tubbs Pub today, a proud supporter of all area wrestlers.
Welcome back to the Classic Hits Wrestling Recap, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative. Well, we're taking a look at Classes B, C, and D. Let's take a look at Class A. It was a good day and a good week for both Grand Island and Kearney, and we just talked to Coach Laux from Hastings. But the Kearney High, they finished third. They were never ranked that high all season long. They do a great job this weekend. It's the first state tournament for Ty Swarm and the new coaching staff. They scored 124 points. Now it was 180, 170, 124, 114, 113. Those are the top 5 point standings. Kearney brings home a state champion today with Hunter Bamford. Probably the sad part, Kayla Mazankowski gets beat, who was undefeated going into the finals, and Austin Marshall loses a 10-8-1 to Trey Trujillo. But they bring home many medalists, and we had a chance to catch up with the first-year head coach of the Bearcats.
Oh, well, you know, we came with a mission to compete in every match, and we did that. You know, we make mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. And those are the ones that I think make it tough to walk away from. When you don't execute every time that you want to in a match, those are the ones that you kind of second-guess and hurt a little bit. But our guys really showed up and performed well. You look at our placers and the guys that came into this meet with the mission to get into the deep rounds, and we did that. You know, finished with 1 first, 2 seconds, 2 thirds, and a fifth. Pretty good performance overall. We'd love to have more. We'd love to have higher placers, but you know, it's a state tournament. Everyone's here to compete. We stepped in. We had a good weekend. I'm very proud of our guys.
Kearney's always had the tradition of doing well on Saturday morning. You won them all on Saturday afternoon, but again, you did well this morning.
Yeah, you know, we did. And for Isaac Stansberry to come back, get third, for Trey Schlender to come back and beat the kid again who's beat him 3 times this year, beat him twice in the same tournament, that's a tough thing to do. And Quentin Ross finishing off with a big win for fifth. You know, those are huge points for us to stay in that third-place slot. It was something we challenged those guys with to come and show up. Hats off to them, because that's a tough thing to do after some disappointment in that semifinal match. And coming back and putting together a match or two to place high for this team is huge, and we're very, very proud of those guys.
Well, a huge match last night, which may have been tougher than his championship today, but he took care of both.
Oh, very much so. You saw a very focused Hunter Bamford today and yesterday and the day before. He put together the tournament that he needed to put together. This didn't start this week. This did start last week. He has been focused on this tournament. He's been focused on these matches for 2 and 3 months. He's been doing everything he needed to do to be ready for this weekend, and he did that, and he executed all the things that we asked him to, and it showed in a dominating way this weekend.
Marshall was in a battle. That was a heck of a first period. He got a 7-6, and then it kind of settles down after that. Take me through that.
Well, you know, one thing about no one wants to wrestle Austin Marshall because he is so funky. You don't know where he's going. He does things that are very unorthodox, and we like that. We encourage him to do that in a smart way, and he did that. And you know, we walk away from that match. He put it all out there, and he gave it an exciting match. We had one mistake where he caught us with a little bit of a chin whip, stepped over that leg. Outside of that, we really put together the match that we wanted to put together. That's a big swing when he catches us for 5 points there. That's what really cost us that match. That was too many points for us to make up, but Austin's a dangerous wrestler. I couldn't be more proud of him going out there and just leaving his style and his best performance on the mat, because that's what we preach day in and day out to these guys.
Zukowski, it's always tough when you are undefeated and lose a state final, but he was taking on a great and fell behind him to play catch-up.
Yeah, and my heart goes out to Kalen, because there's not anybody that works harder than him. There's not anybody that's more focused than him. He has been a team player through and through from day one this season. He puts in the work in the room. He came here, and he came here on a mission, got in the finals. We didn't end up where we wanted to be. He wanted to finish out on top. We wanted to finish out on top. It just didn't go our way in that match. There were some critical things in that match that change the momentum, and we got to take control and get that going in our way. And we just never really got there. You can't say enough great things about Kalen. He is a leader. He's the guy that's been behind this team and kept him on his back.
throughout the season. There are guys who would not have probably even made it to state tournament if he wasn't getting them ready, getting them prepared for this day or in this weekend at the district tournament. So very fortunate to have a Caleb Mazikowski on our team. And you know, state runner-up, we'll take it, but we wanted a little bit more for him.
It's not perfect. No one's ever going to be perfect, but were you pleased with how the first year went?
You know, I look at it, the goal coming into the season was to establish relationships with the guys, bring in team cohesiveness and team unity, and I believe that we very much did that. We have a routine in place now and some expectations in place of what's going to be happening over years to come. I can't say enough about the seniors of for Kearney High Wrestling this year, the things that they did to not only welcome the new staff in, but embrace kind of the things that we asked them to embrace this year. They are true leaders of this team. They're going to be severely missed. What a great experience, you know. I've been around wrestling a long, long time, and this was a great year to be part of Kearney High and the things that went on here.
Ty Swarm, the head coach of the Kearney High Wrestling Bearcats, they finished third at the state tournament, and we will look at the Class A results from the state tournament, give you all the medalists right after this on the Classic Hits Wrestling Recap, brought to you by your Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney, and Trampy Ag of Amherst.
All the staff and management of Loprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school wrestlers the best of luck. Loprino Foods is proud to be part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Loprino Foods in Ravenna.
Locally owned and operated since 1883, a tradition of community banking, full-service banking with a strong dedication to their local community is what Minden Exchange Bank is all about.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance flexibility with the latest genetics and technology. Call Larry and Gary Barrett, your local Golden Harvest dealer, to get products that will yield profits for you. Best of luck, wrestlers, from Larry and Gary Barrett.
First Tier Bank is proud to support the area wrestlers. Online banking is one of the many services at First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge. An equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Heading into the end of the 2013 wrestling season with our Classic Hits Wrestling Recap brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative. Get your soybeans off to a strong start with added early season disease and insect protection from Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Your Class A medalists today were as follows. Your state champions were Nolan Lox of Hastings at 106 pounds. First place also went to Kearney's Hunter Bamford and to Grand Island's Dante Rodriguez, Trey Trujillo, and Chase Reese. Second place went to Matt Boland of Grand Island, Austin Marshall of Kearney, Caleb Mazikowski of Kearney, and Edgar Silva of Grand Island. Medalists earlier today in the third through sixth place matches in Class A at 113 pounds. Isaac Stansbury of Kearney defeated Brandon Kyle of Hastings, so Stansbury took third. Kyle took fourth. John Model of Grand Island took fifth. At 120 pounds, there was no one that was in the third through sixth place matches, so we need to slide down a little bit farther for these wrestlers to 182 pounds, where Trey Schlender of Kearney finished in third, and Talenzik of Grand Island finished in fifth place. Quint Ross of Kearney brought home a fifth place medal. And at heavyweight, Grand Island's Juan Medina also brought home a fifth-place medal. We had a chance to catch up with the head coach of the state champion Grand Island Islanders. We shared our microphone with a couple of other media members, but Coach Mike Shadwinkle was asked about getting a fifth state title.
Unbelievable. I mean, the credit's got to go to these kids. Holy moly. I mean, for them to be able to just keep fighting and keep fighting and keep fighting and, you know, we spent a good portion of this weekend in second place, and to answer the bell down, I don't remember what we were down, 12, 15, you know, before we came back and got those fifth place matches to kind of set the tone, and then to do what we did in the finals today, is just, these kids did a great job.
Pretty unconventional way to win the state championship, wasn't it? Having the guys go down when you got here?
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, you know, I said something about to somebody, I said it was like a heavyweight fight, but it was more like a Rocky movie fight where we just kept getting hit and kept getting hit and kept getting hit, and
you know, and then, of course, the guy I was talking to, I'll leave him unnamed, but he said, yeah, and you lost a couple before you even got here. It took some hits before you even got here, and, you know, that's so true. Just amazing, amazing resolve of our kids, and I thank God for this one, man. This wasn't my doing, that's for sure.
How were you able to put this whole season together? I mean, what was the recipe for this group?
I don't know. Somebody's got to tell me what it was. Faith, I guess. I don't know. These kids were just tough, and they were resilient, and they just kept fighting. They believed in themselves, and they made it happen when it counted.
Like, over 5 decades that a team in Class A has won 5 straight. You guys have that stamp on that dynasty. What does that mean to you?
It's a labor of love. I mean, our coaching staff and our kids, we do this because we love it, and what happens in the history books is I guess up to the historians. It's you know, we just work hard and try to do the best we can and hope our performance ends up doing what it did this time and it worked out for us.
Sweating at all heading into today?
You know, I don't know if I was sweating much, but I got a headache and my stomach hurts and I've had an upset stomach all weekend and I haven't felt very good, that's for sure, but I'm sure I sweat at some point.
You'll look back and enjoy it, though, right?
I think so. I mean, this is amazing. I mean, there's nothing. I mean, it's shocking. I'm probably the first time in my life I'm speechless because I'm a blabberball. But I mean, this was a great run for our kids, and it's definitely special. There's no doubt.
Mike, 3-2 today, and the two losses were to Hunter Bamford, who's a three-timer and an undefeated wrestler at 220, so no slouches there on the two losses. But take me through the three wins first. Dante gets you a good one, and they get you going.
Well, I mean, I think the amazing thing is two pins, you know, and Dante came out and was explosive, and right away, bang, bang, getting a couple takedowns right away, let him go, takedown, let him go, and got a lead built up, and then, you know, just when he felt it was there and it was there, went out and got the fall, and that's huge. Dante scoring those big points to pull us even was phenomenal, you know, and then just that amazing back and forth match at 132 with Trey and Austin Marshall, man. I mean, that was exciting, it was entertaining, and, you know, both of us were in danger in more than one time, and just the excitement in that one and getting that win for Trey was amazing. And then, you know, Chase Reese has just had a phenomenal junior season. The kid works so dang hard. And then, you know, just to put it all together, he's lost some tough, tough matches this year to nationally ranked guys. And you know, he missed on some of the big tournaments when the other kids on our team were winning them. And, you know, and then comes through here. Just that kid really – you know, you hear every coach say they deserve it, but, man, our kid deserved it, and he went out and earned it.
You've bulked that schedule. You've changed that schedule, and this is the closest of your five team race victories. Is that one of the main reasons that these kids were able to gut it out on Saturday and Friday night?
I don't know, but I think our kids wrestling in those big, tough tournaments, it helps. You know, our kids are comfortable here. They've been through this big environment. We were in a tournament in Kansas, did the same thing, shut the lights off, spotlight you, and do all this stuff and all this hoopla and stuff. I mean, our kids are used to doing this stuff, and I think it pays dividends when we practice doing those things.
And I guess just kind of reiterating, how different was it trying to fight from behind the whole time and having to keep an eye on an Omaha Burke when you really haven't had to do that over the last 4 years?
Yeah, I think, you know, I just need to listen to my own words and listen to my own thoughts, and we have to take care of our own business. And I told it to our kids over and over and over again. We have to take care of our business. We have to go wrestle our matches. We've got to win our matches. We've got to score bonus points in our matches and worry about the only thing that we can control, and that's our own performance. And meanwhile, I'm sitting around all the time checking my phone and checking the scores and following along and finding out where we're at and stuff. So, you know, really what it came down to is just what I said, is our kids took care of their own matches and controlled the things that they could control. And ultimately, that's our own performance. And the kids did a great job following it. And thank God they listened to me and didn't follow my example.
Well, 5 in a row is an incredible feat. And congratulations on that. And your 3 state champions and all the medalists.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
That is the head coach of the Grand Island Islanders, the first Class A team in nearly 50 years to win 5 in a row. Amherst, the first team to win 4 in a row. Kearney Catholic, the best finish they've ever had. It was quite a state wrestling tournament today here at the CenturyLink Center over the last 3 days. here on Classic Hits and our network of stations. I want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that brought us home with all of these reports. And again, in case you missed us right off the stop, top, Grand Island wins it with 180. Omaha Burke second with 170. Kearney is third with 124. Hastings 15 with 48 points. Omaha Scott wins Class B with 146.5. Scott's Bluff second with 119. And then you had Cozad 8th, Lexington finished 12th, Adams Central 20th in Class C. Central City wins it, 135. O'Neill 2nd, 115.5. Kearney Catholic 3rd, 88.5. Ward tied for 6th. Southern Valley and Wood River tied for 11th. GI Central Catholic 18th. Shelton Kennesaw 19th. And then in Class D, Amherst 185.5. Pender 172. Arapahoe and Franklin tied for 10th. And again, for the first time ever, this is not the end of the wrestling season. The state high school duels, 8 teams from each school, each class will be competing at the UNK Health and Sports Center beginning on Saturday morning at 8:30 with B and C. Central City and Lexington are competing. And then in the afternoon, A and D will go. Kearney and Grand Island are in the A and Amherst are in the D. We will have the final round here on Classic Hits 98.9. And we'll have updates throughout the day on ESPN Radio next Saturday. So again, congratulations to your individual state champions from Central Nebraska in Class A, Nolan Louts of Hastings, Dante Rodriguez, Trey Trujillo, and Chase Reese of Grand Island, and Hunter Bamford of Kearney. In Class C, state championships for all four Central City wrestlers, Kobe Leonard, Kyle Sutton, Jake Anderson, and Jake Brown, Kearney Catholics Adam Keating and Thomas Conley, Clayton Lang of Ward also bringing home a state championship today in Class C, and in Class D to Brian Weeches and Stuart Hercock of Amherst. You've been listening to the Classic Hits Wrestling Recap Show, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative. Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment Soybeans directly from your local Pioneer sales representative or a Pioneer production facility. Get your soybeans off to a strong start with added early season disease and insect protection from Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment. Contact Pioneer sales professional Craig Weeches today. Pioneer, science with service delivering success. By your Midway auto dealerships, Midway Chevrolet, Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney, and ThinkMidway.com, and by Trampy Ag of Amherst. For our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda from the CenturyLink Center in Omaha, saying thanks for listening. High school basketball this week and the state dual tournaments on Saturday from UNK. Congratulations again to your state champions, Grand Island, Omaha Scott, Central City, and Amherst. This is Doug Duda saying enjoy the rest of your weekend and good night.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
Ravenna Sanitation's dependable quality service is perfect for your home or